Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, atop of the beautiful Student Union building here at the University of British Columbia. Coming up in the next hour and a half, the best in experimental avant-garde noise. For the first half hour, we've got a theme today. We're going to focus on the door and the concept of the door, and anything that has to do with doors. And that can mean pretty much anything. You're going to hear some Music Concrete, some tape loops, and some serious goofiness. We're going to start off with a by now legendary classic, Pierre Henry, Variations for a Door and a Sigh. Quoting the website, after all the exploratory research in the infinite universe of noises, here he, Pierre Henry, returned to the very sources of crude, brute sound to elaborate a work beginning with a small number of sounds endowed with their individuality of color, and to use each like an instrument. There are three elements on this recording: a sigh, breathing out and breathing in, a sung song obtained by percussions on a kind of musical saw with its multiple variations, and a series of grating and squeaking sounds made by a door, painstakingly recorded after a long study of the instrument in a community attic. This is Pierre Henry with Variations of a Door and a Sigh.
Hey, Ernie, I'm going out to mail this letter now.
Okay, Bert, I'm going to practice my drums.
Oh, Ernie. Hey, Ernie. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going out without my key.
You're going out without your key,
right,
Bert.
Right.
Without your key.
Ernie, so when I get back, I'll knock on the door, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Sure, Bert. That's fine.
I'll be right back.
You're right. I'll play you out. Mm-hmm. He's gone. Oh, I love playing the drums. I can do the grooviest rhythms. I can do rhythms like... Isn't that neat? And I can do a rhythm like, beep, 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 bum, bum, ba-dum, 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 bum, beep, 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 bum, bum. Oh, boy. I tell you, I have rhythm in my bones. Hey, hear that sound? That was neat. It sounded like this. Hmm. Oh, again. Oh, cool. How was that? Swing it. Wow. I think I missed one there, but... Gee, you know that groovy sound sort of sounds like somebody knocking on the door. I will go over and see. Why, Bert, was that you knocking on the door?
It was me. I have been waiting out there knocking and with my knuckles getting sore. What are you doing?
Oh, wow, Bert. You knocked out the coolest rhythms. You played the best rhythms on the door I've ever heard, Bert.
Who cares? I've been out there all this time.
We could make a great team, Bert.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you can play the door and I'll play the drums, Bert.
What do you mean I'll play the door?
Look, Bert, go back outside and get you after. Okay, Bert, now let's start. That's it. Way to go, Bert! Keep it up, Bert! Good, Bert! Swing it, Bert!
Up on the door until the skin came off their hand. Woo! My Lord, my Lord. I said until the skin came off their hand. They cried. I could just hear they cry now. I could hear them say, oh, Noah, would you just open the door? But Noah couldn't open the door. It had been sealed by the hand of God. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah. They cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah. They cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. But, oh, Noah. They cried. You just open the door. Couldn't open the door. But sure enough, hallelujah. Glory to God. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. There are no crime. Just open the door. Couldn't open the door. They're showing up. Hallelujah. How we got. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. There are no crime. Just open the door. Couldn't open the door. They're showing up. Hallelujah. How we got. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. There are no crime. Just open the door. Couldn't open the door. They're showing up. Hallelujah. How we got. God had been sealed. Couldn't open the door. There are no crime. Just open the door. Show up! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God! God!
Looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense. Let me tell you about my mind. It seems to turn in circles that get tighter and tighter as my thoughts swing upward and inward as I reach into what might as well be upward as downward, as I think in endless chain reactions that tighten up tighter and tighter until I want to. But I mustn't do that. I'll loosen up. Take it easy. Just relax. Have to appear calm. Even though I know it's a lie, I'm not calm. Not inside. I'm a nervous wreck inside. Sure, you think I'm calm. Outwardly, I appear so. But you should see the inside of me. Here. Come on in. At first, it doesn't make any sense. Which is perfectly all right. What bothers me is when it does make sense. Like behind this door. Hear that? There's a rhythm. There's a rhythm that you can count. Which makes sense. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And this makes me think of somebody who invented numbers, which also makes sense. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Wonder if he had much trouble inventing those numbers. Wonder if he had trouble with zero. Pretty hard to imagine nothing. Nothing. No thing. No me. No you, no world, nothing. Which doesn't make sense, which frightens me. I can't stand things that frighten me, that don't make any sense. Come on, let's get out of my brain. Quick, quick through the door here. Now through this one. Better.
Huh?
I said, sure looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh, I don't think so.
Powerful engineering, powerful products, powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful engineering, powerful products, powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful engineering.
Okay.
Powerful support.
Okay. Okay.
Powerful products.
So a door is closing. Take a minute. Forget about the door that's closing and just turn around. That's right. Open doors. Quite a few. And down the hall, a whole lot more. Doors that can lead to a better life. Maybe you didn't know about all the doors open to you. Doors are always open. A door is closing. A door is closing. A door is closing. A door is closing.
A year ago, it was how high is high? There is a better way to have fun with history. Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom? History.
Before you can inspire.
History. A year ago, it was how high is high?
Before you can inspire.
There is a better way to have fun with history.
Before you can touch.
Where did that come from?
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
Inspire.
History.
Don't think there's a catch?
History.
There isn't one.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
It's extra fresh,
isn't it?
Touch. Inspire.
A year ago, it was how high is high?
Before you can inspire.
Don't think there's a catch?
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
There isn't one.
Before you can touch.
History.
It's a real eye-opener.
There is a better way to have fun with history,
isn't it?
It's extra fresh,
isn't it?
You must first connect. And the company that connects more of the world is Alcatel.
Where did that come from?
Cellular1.com.
PresidentialCoins.com.
Progressive.com.
48HourDiet.com.
TimeLife.com.
SaltyPeanuts.com.
It's terrific.
.com.
MumboJumbo.
.com.
Visit our website.
.com.
Great savings.
.com.
Great service.
.com.
And convenience.com.
1-800.com.
Cell phones.
.com.
Call me now.
.com. Have your credit card ready. .com.
When Charlton Heston tells the story of the Exodus, and he plays Pharaoh, and he plays Moses, and he plays the Israelites.
They didn't know what we were doing there, except that they knew Moses.
We, of course, know you as the man who played Moses.
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 Moses. Moses.
I wonder, you know, at times if it feels like quite a responsibility to have become Moses in our day.
Well, when you play historical figures, you have that responsibility. And surely, of all the parts I played, Moses would be the most towering. Moses. You would see their eyes come up a little like that. And they never would look directly at me, but I could hear them. They say, Moses. 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 That's the Arabic word for Moses. They say, Musa, Musa, Musa. They say, Musa, Musa, Musa. They say, Musa, Musa, Musa.
There is a better way to have fun with history.
Still think there's a catch?
History.
There isn't one.
Before you can inspire,
don't let the wonderful world of art pass you by.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it? Isn't it?
Where did that come from?
The door is closing.
There you go, half an hour of Door music, and you just ended there with John Oswald off of the Rubaiyat experiment. Kind of shows positive signs that major labels aren't complete fascists. They allowed John Oswald in 1994 to go in to the Elektra vaults and go through every single artist that Elektra owned, and he put together four amazing sound collages, and that was one of them you heard there. Oh Hell, John Oswald using the music of Jim Morrison and The Doors. Before that, you heard The Button off of the Various Artists compilation Free Speech for Sale, a wonderful part of the Snuggles Collective and the Droplift Project. For more information, check out www.freespeechforsale.com. 33 tracks of complete plunderphonic hell. You heard The Door Is Closing there. Before that, you heard Mr. Ken Nordine off of Word Jazz 1956, it was, with It Looks Like It's Gonna Rain. You heard some Ron Geeson before that. You've been hearing that album quite a bit because I spent a lot of money on it, and you're never going to hear it anywhere else. Right Through is the name of the album, and that was Door O'Plane Gets Its Blades. We had some Steve Reich with his minimalist classic, looping classic, electroacoustic classic, It's Gonna Rain, released in 1965, where he recorded a preacher in Battery Park and just looped over and over and over again, phasing and interphasing with many, many different sounds of the same thing. That's available on Steve Reich early works, including also Piano Phase and one of my favorite pieces, Come Out. Before that, Ernie and Bert, possibly the first time I ever heard The Door used as a musical instrument, with Ernie practices his drums. And then we heard The Real Thing in action there, Pierre Henri, Variations on a Door and a Sigh, with Song 4 and Gymnastics. Anyways, top of the noon to you here. We're going to get into some kind of improvisational territory here. Something brand new from Portugal. The band is called Curia. This is their first release. It is out on Fire Museum Records. And as their website says, the Portuguese group is a coming together of some of the most exciting players in the Lisbon underground. They create a sonic mélange which defies easy categorization. So this is no song titles given, just four fairly lengthy tracks. And we're going to hear track one by Curia on A Noise.
Thank you.
Some improvisational territory for you there in that last set. That was Henry Cow, all the way back to 1972, off their second album, Unrest. Of course, Henry Cow, the supergroup featuring Fred Frith and Chris Cutler, and forging the way for British improvisational music of the 70s. Unrest with is the name of the album, Henry Cow, and that track was simply titled... is it called Thoughts? Upon Entering the Hotel Adlon, a fantastic supergroup. Before that, one of our very own fantastic supergroups, Fond of Tigers. Their newest one, Release the Saviors, out now. getting incredible reviews across this great land of ours. We heard a track there entitled Dreaming of Betrayal, Awakening Refreshed. Yes, indeedy. Fonda Tigers released The Saviors out on Drip Audio Records now. And then before that, something brand new from Portugal out on Fire Museum Records. Fantastic label out of Philadelphia. Check out their website. And it's Museum Fire on the website, www.museumfire.com. But they're called Fire Museum. Put out some incredibly challenging stuff last year, and this is no exception. Curia is the name of the band there, and that was their first debut, self-titled release. Check it out. No song titles given, just the name of the band. And yes, I love things that are shrouded in mystery. We'll have more noise for you after this.
Hello, microbe. We're at 8,000 feet. Perishing and cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Let me get this straight.
Experimental days of broadcasting as such are over.
Thursday, January 17th, CITR celebrates art's birthday with another 24 hours of radio art.
To confuse.
The Art of Sounds. Thursday, January 17th, midnight to midnight. 24 hours of radio art. Happy birthday, Art. From CITR 101.9, Vancouver. For CITR.ca.
Well, of course, that's the sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing.
You must keep reminding yourself. It's just a
sound collage.
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 Only a madman could understand it all.
I can understand that.
Yes, we're doing it again, as we always do, January 17th. Of course, it's Art's birthday, the birth of art, and we celebrate with 24 hours of radio art. And we've got a pretty amazing schedule planned out for you, including live installments, lots of outsiders coming in, but of course, always the happy weirdos here at CITR giving you 24 hours of anything that's sonically pretty much out there. And it's a fun day. It's probably my favorite day of the year. And yeah, so stay tuned. Midnight, starting midnight. Thursday, January 17th, meaning, you know, Wednesday night, then midnight, January 17th starts. That's when we kick off. It's going to be great because it'll segue with Hans Klaus's show. And I've been dying to get him involved somehow. And by the way, you'll hear Hans Klaus a little bit later, but coming up in the next hour, you'll hear some good tunes. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! Ms. Amy Goodman, 3 o'clock, some garagey kind of rockin' stuff. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by our sister station, CJLY. 6:30 is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, CanCon All the Time. 8 o'clock, Best Folk Show in the World, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia. And 11 o'clock, like I said, Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. This show is a noise here, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. My name is Luke Meat, and we're going to move into some electronic territory. Panasonic has sent us something new, and I've always gotten a kick out of these guys. Very, very mysterious dudes. Kato Diva Aihi is the name of the record. The label given, I looked it up, is on, in the UK, it's out on Blast First, and I didn't think Blast First still existed, but I'm wrong. It's happened once before. We're going to hear track two off of the new Panasonic record entitled simply Lehti's Transmission. Some primitive electronica for you there in the form of Cabaret Voltaire. Automotivation, the name of that track, off of a very, very great compilation released in 1991 from Mute Records entitled The Tyranny of the Beat. This record affected me when I was at a very easily influenced age, and it just... It's a great amalgamation of industrial and experimental music featuring such artists such as SPK, Throbbing Gristle, Chris Carter, Die Krupps, DAF, Einstürzende und die Neubauten, Non, and then it gets really weird and they focus on bands like Can and Wire and the Swell Maps and stuff like that. Check it out. It's still available. I'm sure you can get it in the used section. This is part of the Gray Area section of Mute Records. It was a subsidiary label that Mute started up in 1991 where they tried to re-release the entire Can discography, the entire Throbbing Gristle discography, and I honestly think that they were 15 years too early. I think they would have done a hell of a lot better if they released it just a few years back, because there's definitely an upsurge of interest in bands cut from that cloth. However, The Tyranny of the Beat on Mute Records. Before that, some more early electronic stuff. The Severed Heads from Australia off of technically their first debut. Since the Accident is the name of the album, God Song, you heard there. And that sounds just as timeless to me as it was when it was released. And then Pansonic, we heard brand new stuff from them. Kato Diva Aihi. And like I said, it's out on Blast First. You can just Google the word Pansonic, two separate words, if you're into that kind of electronic ilk. You're just 15 minutes left coming into the show. Got a bit of a lengthy track coming up here. I never play this anymore, and I think it's high time that I do. One of my favorite songs of all time, Mr. Glenn Branca with The Spectacular Commodity. Thank you. I always describe that song as Angels Ascending from Hell. That's Glenn Branca off of 1981's The Ascension LP with The Spectacular Commodity. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. Stay tuned. We've coming up. We've got a great mix tape for you. Loteria Beats, Volume 1, Raul Campos National. Really, really good beady stuff to keep your afternoon pumping. And that just about does it for me. And thanks for listening. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Don't worry about dying.